Hello and welcome to VTA Audio Conference, Textbook Contract Improvement Session, Part 2, presented by Michael Lenny. An attorney for 40 years with California and New York licenses, Michael Lenny's body of work over the last 25 years includes some of the biggest settlements ever awarded to textbook authors, hundreds of successful negotiations, and dozens of settlements of author-publisher disputes. A charter member of TAA, he holds a Juris Doctorate degree. This is the second part of a two-part audio conference in which Michael will be sharing how to make the changes you need to the publisher's contract so you can insist on being treated fairly and avoid contract traps that could tie you to a bad contract for years. You can listen to the first part of this audio conference on the TAA website. Michael will also be presenting a two-hour workshop at the 2013 TAA conference in Reno, Nevada on June 21st entitled Contracts, the Seven Special Clauses Every Textbook Author Must Know. He will also be serving as a mentor at the conference, so really encourage you to come and join us there. Michael will be taking questions, like I said, from all of you at the end of the call. Again, to ask a question, please press 1 on your phone keypad and you'll be put into the question queue. He's offered to stay on later to answer questions so that he can spend a little bit more time during today's call to cover more material. If you can't stay on the call past the hour, don't worry. The session will be recorded and made available as a podcast so you can listen later. But we will have time during the hour to ask questions and answer questions. So thank you very much, Michael.
Okay. Thank you, Kim. A nice introduction. There is a lot of material here. Unfortunately, every time I give a presentation, I reinvent the wheel, so I can't just pull off the shelf what I did last time. I should, but I can't after a lot of years trying. So we'll get started right away. This could easily be a two-hour session on these seven clauses. We're going to basically divide them into two categories. The first, 1, 2, 3, I think it is, three clauses have to do with financial, and the fourth through seventh clauses have to do with control issues. So financial, of course, is of importance to everybody. But control should be important to everybody, and particularly I think to authors who are writing for the first time, because if you just sign a standard contract, you're going to end up with regrets. The contracts tie you up in many ways that you'll find hard to get out of as time goes on if you don't take some precautions at the beginning. So starting with the financial clauses, let's talk about advance clauses and advances and grants and what's the difference between an advance and a grant, basically. Most of you know, I'm sure, but an advance, it's the difference between a loan and a gift, and an advance being the loan and the grant being the gift. An advance has to be paid back, right, out of your first earnings of royalties. It has its main purpose is to allow you financial support during the time that you're spending a lot of extra time writing a book. And that may cause you, the writing of the book may cause you loss of income for a year, 2 years, however long it takes, because you can't teach as many classes. Maybe you have to take a sabbatical or a partial sabbatical. Maybe you can't teach in the summer session, that sort of thing. So the publisher is quite understanding of the need, the justification for an advance for a first edition. They're less understanding and less willing to grant an advance for subsequent editions. So the standard clause you're going to find in your contract at the end will say something to the effect, these same terms shall apply to each edition that is published subsequently. And then it'll say except for any clauses having to do with advances or grants. Well, that's an exception you don't want. You want to be able to get advances
You must be a TA member to listen to the full podcast. If you are already a TA member, please log in.